and welcome to the 24th episode of OMG Craft. My name is Mr. Chad Johnson with a Mr. No, I'm kidding. Not a Mr. at all. I should have introduced myself as the Chat Realm award-winning producer Chad Johnson as we ran away. Last episode I had a little thing on the end of the video for you guys to help vote for me in the Chat Realm Awards. And holy crap, we got like 4 awards. Like, we got like 18 awards. It was ridiculous. We got awards for the best Justin Robert Young appearance, for the best start music, for the best show that's on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. I mean, we got a billion awards. Seriously, a billion awards. So thank you guys for showing your support for the show. Just a little bit of a disclaimer. We had someone write in, and they wanted us to create some wooden dolls with, like, hairs of yarn. That's a different craft show. This is OMG Craft. We talk about Minecraft on this episode. Mine, like, it's a video. Sorry. So, if you are ready for Minecraft, wow, are we ready to show you. This episode, we are going to get into the end of the game. How do you do it? How do you complete it? What can you do when you are in the end? We're going to talk about that. And we're going to get into a whole bunch of updates in the news. So, without further ado, let's go straight into it with the news. Woo! So, wow! There was a ton of updates this week. Let's first start off with the snapshot. The snapshot is a little bit of a developer build that Mojang gives to us. And this is 13W05A. In this snapshot, they fixed a bunch of bugs that were in the last snapshot. They have also added some new features to the scoreboard system, which they are building in to the game. Also, bone meal, which I mentioned last week, has now been a little bit streamlined. It used to take like up to like 15 bone meal to get a certain, like, to get a single thing all the way grown. They've leveled that out. Now it's a little bit more random, but you should only need to use, I believe it was 2 to 3 pieces of bone meal on a plant, on any plant, to grow it. It's a little bit random. I think that's way more balanced than before. And that's actually one of the reasons that they threw it in, is because it's just a whole bunch more balanced. Another thing is that snow now can have a whole bunch of heights. You can see that it's like there are the super thin slabs that are in a few different mods, but you can stack your snow to variable heights, which could be useful for creating, you know, really nice ramped up snowy mountains. I kind of hope that they could figure out a way to make this work with all blocks. Like, maybe you get a stone cutter block, and then you cut your blocks into little slabs, and you can make them these variable heights. It's really nice to see that they're doing it with the snow. And one of the reasons that I'll get to the stone, just remember, quote, stone cutter block. Also, they have improved on the lighting. They have fixed some of the lighting glitches that happen with stairs. And it's nice to, there's a few things that still need to be worked out. There's some half slabs that still need a little bit more lighting glitches worked out. But as you can see in this picture before, it's like weird shadows on the side of blocks. There's no reason that you need to have those shadows. It's just glitchy and not nearly as useful. Getting back to the scoreboard mechanics, let me show off. This was something that T2 was doing. He had created a dummy, and you can see over in the corner, T2 has a score of 0, and the dummy has a score of 10, and it even shows the health underneath the dummy. So, some really cool stuff that might be happening with the scoreboard that's built into Minecraft. We've seen Minecraft Mojang take like sort of embrace adventure maps with creating the adventure mode and creating buttons that can be shot with an arrow and stuff like that. It seems like their next maybe step to embracing another type of gameplay is this scoreboard feature where you can send, you know, send information to the scoreboard and and just create a nice vanilla experience where people don't have to either create mods to layer on top of maps, or people have to download mods and install to their game. So I'm glad that they are taking that into consideration. Now, this week, the bug of the week that we have found in the snapshot. This, I believe T2 found this, and he was playing around with the scoreboard, so I'm sure that this was very, very frustrating. As I mentioned in the command block episode, you can use arguments like at A for all of the players, at P for the closest player, and at R for a random player. And so the snapshot, the bug of the week is that scoreboard team functions don't accept the closest player or random player arguments. So if you wanted to say add random player to the blue side, that wouldn't actually work, which kind of stinks. So that is our bug of the week. Maybe at some point we will have some music for the wonderful bug of the week. I actually like that bit a lot. Also, I mentioned lots of updates. Let me just quickly, I'll say what got updated, and then we'll go into it in a little bit more detail. The Xbox and Pocket Editions both got updated. Bucket got updated, and Feed the Beast servers got updated, and there's a really cool, if you're a big fan of a certain YouTuber, they may be coming back. So, let's start off with the Xbox and Pocket Edition updates. Let me quickly run through. If you're playing on the Xbox, the things that you are getting in the 0.60 update are signs, armor, baby animals, fancy clouds. Wait, sorry, I screwed up. I'm not talking about the Xbox. I'm talking about the Pocket Edition here. In the Pocket Edition, it is 0.6.0. You are going to get Pocket Edition here. Signs, armor, baby animals, fancy clouds, improved D-pad, a stone cutter for crafting stone blocks. What? Is that block? I don't even understand. I need to play the Pocket Edition more. Sheep can be colored with dyes. There's new block types like the nether rack, nether stairs, things like that. You have new stairs like nether brick stairs, stone stairs, new slabs. You have sandstone. New items is nether brick, which the actual brick, not the block, which you didn't have before because you can smelt that from nether rack. The upside down stairs are all in, and sand and gravel now have gravity. If you had placed the sand block and was like, that should fall, now it does. So briefly, this stone cutter, I maybe even shouldn't mention it because I haven't had a chance to play the Pocket Edition yet, but I just see the stone cutter for crafting stone blocks. Could there be? I don't know. I shouldn't try to vamp and try to come up with some silly reason that there's a stone cutter block. I need to actually play the Pocket Edition and find out what that is. Anyway, the Xbox Edition is also at 0.6.0. That's a lot of numbers with points in the middle of them. They have fixed fixed the nether to force the nether in the Xbox edition to have a blaze spawner so you can get blaze rods, nether wart, and some type of fortress so that you can get your nether brick and nether stairs and nether things like that. Because the Xbox edition has a limit on the size that you can create within it, they had to do that because you can go to the nether and it will randomly generate, but your world may not be big enough to accommodate some of the things that you need to go and farm in the Nether. Also, if you're on the Xbox Edition, they fixed some auto-saving features where if the player who was hosting the server was idle, it would not auto-save. They have increased the spawning rate of mushrooms, so in case you want to get some mushrooms. They've also made blazes in this version drop glowstone dust so that you can have as much glowstone dust as you want in the Nether, because once again, it is a limited size. So you'll have unlimited blazes as long as you don't break your spawner. Pro tip, don't break your spawner if you're playing the Xbox 360 game. But yeah, and then some other things like fixing what your level shows if you're in split screen, and enchants and maps and blaze rods. There's a whole bunch of stuff that got fixed. By the way, all of these things that I'm talking about, if you want to go into detail, you can go to Mojang's blog, and their recent blog posts explain everything in more detail than I am. I'm just kind of letting you know because it's in the news section. Also, Bucket got updated to 1.4.7, and now entities can travel through the Nether portal. Silk Touch can be applied to shears, and command blocks only select players in that world, not a player that's in if you're using the mod that I showed off when we showed off Bucket, that you can have multiple worlds. It might accidentally pull a random player that's in the overworld or in the Nether. Not very useful. So now they have fixed that. Much more useful. Also, Feed the Beast, if you've been playing on the Feed the Beast launcher with all of the mod packs associated with it, it has updated the Direwolf 20 pack, the Minecraft pack, the Magic World pack, and Tech World and Light packs. And I am excited about that because I have been playing some Feed the Beast like crazy. Maybe we'll do an after show if you're watching live, and I'll show off the house that me and Cheeto have created in Feed the Beast. It is so fun to play. I haven't even gotten to Mistcraft yet, or like the crazy sorcery pack. I'm so excited. So excited. So, also, finally, the final thing in the news is that Nox Crew, the game show, will be back, and they hope to be showing this off in a more recent sort of occurrence, where every week they're going to give you a new show. If you're unfamiliar, Nox Crew did these fun maps that would sort of pit people against each other in a game show style, playthrough model. It is very, very exciting if you are a fan. And in fact, they have a really cool trailer up on their channel, so I'd like to play just a bit of it and show it off.
How's it looking, Dizzy?
And energy levels are now reaching 99%.
Good. Let's move on.
Like how it's 99.
Everyone, stop what you're doing and get to your positions. We've got work to do.
Hey, Scott. It's that time again. What time, John? Game time.
Very, very, very excited. It looks like we're going to get some really awesome Minecraft content to watch again. Not that there is any dearth of content on YouTube, but very, very... See, new episodes constantly in work. So exciting. Very, very, very exciting. So look forward to that. I just wanted to update you on that little bit of news. Now we're done. We're done with the news. This episode, what is the big tutorial that we're going to talk about? Well, we are going to talk about the end. Yes, the end of the game. It will happen to all of us one day. We will reach the end of the game. And to help me out, T2 came up with this great map to show you guys, so I can't wait to show it off. For those who are just starting off, the end is a goal which you will get to at some point when playing your game, but it'll take a little bit to get there. You'll see why. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to get to the end, what happens in the end, and some oddities of the end. So here is the world that T2 has created for me. I think, one second, my mouse. There we go. Love it. I love it when my mouse actually works. So this is, we've been playing for a long time, and all of us here at OMG Craft, and you can see that we've traveled from far, far away, and we are ready to fight the end, the end bosses, and anything that might happen to us. Now, of course, we've had to train long and hard. You can see how many levels I've accumulated. Well, I died recently, but I had a lot of levels, and I've been enchanting stuff. And you know what? I've learned all about potions. I've learned all sorts of stuff. I am ready. We're all ready here. Even though no one is here with me, it's just me at the moment. It's me and you, Iron Golem. Give me a big hug. Okay. You know what? I know. It's fine. I was being a little awkward there. I'm sorry. So we have this OMG Craft Expeditions Outpost. We've created an LLC. It's a little bit of a business, and it's the OMG Craft Expeditions. We sell you experiences for a lifetime. We have this little outpost set out right here. I can only sleep at night. You know, maps of the current area, and of course all the comforts of home. We have the outhouse, you know, the OMG Craft. It's an experience, not just a I just use the, you know, I fell in. That's gross. Okay, so that's the outhouse. We'll leave that for later. I'm not going to teach you how to craft that, but it'll be in the show notes. No, it won't. But so, we are here. We have come on this expedition to find the end and to do whatever we can in the end. But we're going to need a few things. So, we have a chest here set up. Let me go ahead and grab some of this iron stuff. Here are a few of the things that just to be able to find the end, you will need. You'll need ender pearls, blaze powder, and some blaze rods. So, to find the end, we're going to need to find a stronghold, but that could take a long time because this is an infinite universe, if you didn't know. So what we're going to do is we're going to craft an item that's going to help us find the end. The way that you're going to do that is you're going to create a recipe with an ender pearl and blaze powder. To get blaze powder, you take blaze rods, which you get from the Nether, and you put it in your crafting bench, and you get 2 blaze powder out of it. So that's how you get blaze powder. Put the blaze powder in the bottom and the ender pearl at the top. How do you get ender pearls? Well, you have to fight endermen that are in the world, and they have a random chance of dropping these ender pearls. The output of this recipe, and it can be in any sort of, it doesn't need to be right on top of each other, is the Eye of Ender. When you get these Eye of Enders, what you're going to do with them is first you're going to throw on your stuff. Let me put that there, and that's 2, and then that's 3. There you go. What you're going to do with these is you are going to take them and then right-click them, and you kind of throw it. And you see how it goes away? And it goes up there and then falls down. Sometimes it'll fall, sometimes it'll break. But I want to point out that that was not based off of the direction that I was pointing. So if I look over here and throw it, it's going to go back in that direction, hang out there for a bit, and then that one actually broke, and it disappeared forever. So once you have these Eyes of Ender, what they're actually doing is they are moving in the direction that the end portal is in. And when you find the end portal, you'll also find a stronghold to accompany it. So you'll actually have to create a few of these Eye of Enders and throw them every once in a while to make sure that you are going the right way. Once again, they break. That one just broke, so I'll never get it back. So now I'm down to 5. I hope that I can find the end here before the episode ends. So you'll just follow your Eyes of Ender until they take you to the correct place. Now then, it is good to note that this will take a while for you to do. A little bit of TV magic here is that we actually know where we're going. If I throw this, it's actually going to start to go down, which means that, wow, we are close. And this Eye of Ender, I'm going to jump in this pool. It's an experience. Okay, nice. Woohoo. That's the it's an experience that you have to yell when you are going with the OMG Craft Expeditions. So it seems like we've gotten close here. If I throw it again, instead of going up, it goes straight down, which means we have found our location. Now, if you overshoot this area, it will go back up into the air. So sometimes you'll be traveling, you'll try to save Eyes of Ender, and you'll get too far, and you're like, okay, I'm ready, and then it'll go behind you, and you're like, oh, I guess it's that way. I gotta backtrack. Pro tip is don't actually go up to this area and dig straight down. Just keep that in the back of your mind as just don't go dig straight down. I'll explain why in a bit. What we've actually done, because it's the OMG Craft Expeditions, and hey, it's an experience, we've actually created this this little ladder thing right here. See, OMG Craft Mining Operations. Here we go. We're going to go down into this area. We're actually going to aim for the side of the stronghold so that we don't hurt ourselves when trying to dig straight down. Another thing to mention is that strongholds, they have a few interesting items which you can't get anywhere else in the game. One is this mossy stone brick. Let's go ahead and break that. Oh, get out of here, gravel. No one even likes you. And the other is this cracked stone brick. So mossy stone brick and cracked stone brick can only be got in the strongholds. And so whenever I find a stronghold, I tend to just go crazy with this stuff because I can't find it anywhere else. It looks like we've gotten to an outpost checkpoint. Strongholds are really interesting, and they have a lot of stuff in them. Just as an example, here's this old library. I mean, just like super cool. In here, if you go in the correct direction, here's one. There's a chest with books and paper in it. There's a whole, you can get a whole bunch of string from these strongholds because there's cobwebs everywhere. But you can do that in regular abandoned mine shafts. So what we're going to do is we're going to go look for the end portal. That's what we're looking for. Luckily, I told you what we were looking for, and we're not just bumbling around here looking all over. Now, this is, of course, the OMG Craft Experience. So we've actually already found it for you. Here it is. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is run up to this spawner, which is a silverfish spawner, and break it. The reason I'm going to do that is silverfish are horrible. They are the worst thing ever. In fact, I'm surprised that one didn't spawn. I'm actually going to come over here and break this block. I think it's this block, just to show you what they look like. There they are. And he ran right into the lava. That's real smart of you, silverfish. Oh, and I'm going to die. That's hilarious. Silverfish actually live in these blocks, and they will pop out after you have mined the block. There's a few ways to tell if a block is silverfish or not. These two are, because without having my pick equipped, I'm breaking this block as if it were dirt or wool. I'm breaking it really fast. But this one, I'm not. It's going to take forever because this is an actual stone block. These two are silverfish blocks. That one is a silverfish block as well. What silverfish will do if you are in this area is when they come out, and if you hit them, they will call for help, and other silverfish will come and attack you. Silverfish on their own will hurt you only about half a heart, but when you have a swarm of them, of say 10 even, they can really hurt you really fast, and being able to hit them all at once is a real big pain. So, word of warning, silverfish. Now, let's get to the prize. Here we are at the end portal. Now, because I am a Minecraft veteran, I know not to jump straight into this thing. What we're going to have to do is we're actually going to have to line this end portal with these Eyes of Ender. Remember when I said that you're going to need a few of these? Yeah, well, you're going to need a bunch of these things, and it will take you a long time to get enough Ender pearls and blaze rods to make all of the Eyes of Ender. We need 12 here to be able to activate this end portal frame here. Let me go, because this is the experience, we actually have the fighting operations delivery, which made a delivery here. We have a few. T2's kit is right here. He has a safety helmet of pumpkin and some pants of man pants. Ho! Sniper gun. You know, he has some cool stuff here. Cheetos kit has some you know, just normal stuff. You know, what you would have to if you're gonna fight the end. My chest, of course, because I'm the CEO. I have my diamond dress, which I need. And this has all been, look at protection 10, sharpness 10. I have my bow, and that bow luckily has infinity. Let's get rid of this crappy old wooden bow. It doesn't have anything. I'm actually going to get rid of some of the, didn't mean to get rid of that. There we go. Let's grab some of these Eyes of Ender because we need it. Steroids. I have my steroids. These have been hacked into the game by T2. I know that I'm going to need these later. A piston and a lever. So it's good to go into the end with a piston and a lever. Let's grab some extra food. Let's grab a few more blocks. I don't think I'm going to need the ladder, but I'll take the ladder anyway. Ooh, and some ender pearls. That's a great idea. Okay. Oh, there's also Curly's kit here. Sometimes Curly helps with the show. Curly, his kit... He just says bed. Seems like a bad idea, but you know what, Curly? I'm going to take this one for you. Shout out to you. Let me go ahead and take off my iron stuff and equip this amazing other armor. And I don't have the correct thing. I thought I had inventory tweaks installed, and I was going to go all crazy with that. But... once I have my items all selected, let me go ahead and throw this down here and this down here. I'm going to keep that there and some food, and that's all we're going to use for right now. Now, we will take these Eyes of Ender. You need 12 to activate the portal. You throw them into the portal frame by right-clicking, and then on the last one, da-da-da, I threw it instead because I was too far away. Da-da-da. Bam! Now you have an end portal. This end portal is really crazy looking. It looks like it goes into the void. This end portal is safe to go through, even though, yes, there is lava underneath you, and it looks like there's no portal under there. It is safe to go through. So let's go ahead and do it and jump straight through, right? This will be fun. Whoa! And now, bam, we are in the end. What happens is when you spawn in the end, you have this platform, which is a 5x5 obsidian platform, will randomly spawn somewhere in the end. It actually always spawns at the coordinates, I believe it's, 0, 100, 50. I believe that it always spawns there. I could be wrong, actually. And let me get rid of all that stuff. I accidentally just took a screen grab instead of getting rid of the thing. There we go. Bam. And it can spawn in a few different varieties. It can spawn like we have here in the middle of all of this endstone. This is a new block called endstone, so we have to mine our way out. It can also spawn kind of floating in the ether, maybe next to a floating island, which is the end. By the way, if you didn't know, we transferred into the end. So in this setup, I have to mine my way out of it to get to the top here. And you can see now we have this new block in stone. And you can also see this Ender Dragon thing. That's the Ender Dragon. We're going to hope he just hangs out here while I sort of explain some stuff. Sometimes that 5x5 area will... and the Ender Dragon's gone. Okay. Well, this will be fun. Oh, you know what? Shoot. I hope that the Ender Dragon comes back. Otherwise, oh, good. Hooray, the Ender Dragon's back. So, what this is, platform that we are on, is a sort of floating island of endstone. And sometimes that 5x5 obsidian block will actually spawn out in the middle of nothing, and you'll have to bridge over to get to this endstone island. On this endstone island, there are a bunch of Endermen. In the ethos, this is where the Endermen come from, and they live here, and then some of them somehow end up in the overworld. Now, some things that you can do in the end is just go ahead and XP farm with all of these Endermen, and you're going to have to fight this dragon. I'm going to take a step ahead because I know what's about ready to happen, and I'm going to destroy some of these guys. These are end crystals, and when you shoot at them, they explode when you hit the actual crystal. Here comes a dragon here. Let me see if I can hit a few shots on him just to show off. I doubt that I can without him flying right at me. He likes to fly. Here we go. And bam. So you can see his health goes down when I shoot him. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to just destroy you. But now look at his health. It's actually going back up. These obsidian towers with the end crystals on top of them will actually heal the end dragon every time he goes by them. And you can also see that sort of connection that each of these have. So what you have to do is you have to shoot at these towers. Oh, hello. Get out of here, dragon. I don't like you anyway. You can also hear all of the Endermen freaking out that I'm like briefly looking at them. Oh, so close. So close. Oh, I got that one. I got that one even though it doesn't look like I got that one. Screw you, dragon. There we go. What I'm doing now is destroying these pillars. There, got that one. And I'm a sniper. Got it. Now, some of these obsidian towers are thin. Some of them are wide. It's a good thing to note is that... Oh, get off. Oh, whoa. Come on, dragon. That wasn't very nice. You threw me all the way down here. Gotta get out of here. Okay, so it's good to know that the end is actually a really good place to farm obsidian. Because these towers don't have the option, or don't have the pain. Get out of here, dragon. They don't have the pain of dealing with lava. They're just pure obsidian. You have the option of completely safely getting obsidian. That is, of course, once you have destroyed the dragon. Wow, I didn't notice all of these crazy-ass towers. Get out of here. Go away. Get out of here. Yeah, sniper. Just gonna destroy all these. Yeah, that one got two at once. What you gonna do now, dragon? Huh? You gonna fly around all derpy? Okay. Oh, come on. Give me it. There we go. Where's dragon? Come here. Yeah. So, pro tip with the dragon. If he's flying directly at you, you can shoot him, and he won't face you anymore. He will actually go the other way. Also, pro tip is get rid of this and throw down some ladders, is you can actually run up to these obsidian things. Oh, I already got that one. Awesome. And quickly tower up them with ladders, so that you don't have to put down nuke towers to try to get up them. I believe I need to get you, you crappy. Please don't hit me off, dragon. Thank you. Bam. Bam. And also the cool thing that ladders allows you is to get off of it really fast, where if you had just towered up with cobble, it will take you a while to get up them. Now then, some other things to point out is that I am using an infinity bow, and I have shot off a bunch of arrows. So you can imagine that if you have not gotten the infinity enchantment yet, thanks for just getting in the way, dragon, that you are going to be using up a bunch of arrows, and you'll just need to have a ton of arrows or have an infinity enchantment. Come on, really? I can't hit that thing? Get out of here. Did I get it? I didn't see if I got it or not. I think I got it. I think that's the last one. Now it's time to actually fight this freaking derpy dragon. Some things... Dang it, I thought I got them all. I think I got a little bit distracted. You know what? This one's going to get laddered. Unless if I get it. Got it! Yeah! I briefly looked at that Enderman. Please don't notice me, Enderman. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I looked at you. I know. I'm not supposed to. I know. Where are you? I'm going to kill you. Ah, go! There you go. Awesome. I looked at you, too. I'm sorry. I'm looking at you. Jeez. Leave me alone. Can a guy look at a guy and not freak out? I'm about ready to kill this dragon. So, now, Am I getting hurt by an Enderman? Thought I was, briefly. Now all we have to do is OMG Chad has to kill a dragon. And yeah. So firing arrows just randomly at him can be a pretty crappy strategy. Every once in a while, he will turn, look at you, and fly down to hit you. I thought he was going to do it right then. Patience is definitely a good thing to have when trying to fight the dragon. I think he's... Nope, no, he's not. And it's also a little disorienting looking at the sky because there is no sun, no clouds, no way to orient yourself when looking straight up at the dragon. It's hard to tell how fast he is flying. It's hard to tell which trajectory, if he's far away, if he is getting close to you. That's just because of how the sky is set up. Here we are, finally. And hold it till the last second so he gets close so I can hopefully get a few shots into him. Also, this potion is really hard to look through. Got him. Oh, yeah. One more shot. Sorry, I looked at you. And we're almost done. Oh, yeah, we're going to get him this time. Bam. Let me turn up this audio. You can hear the dragon crackling. He's a crackling away. He's falling out. And you're going to get a bunch of XP when you defeat him. Some good things to note is when you die, you are sent outside of the world. So if I would have died while fighting the dragon... Man, these animals are loud. They are brand okay. So you can try to regroup your stuff and come on back. Another thing to mention is that the world, the end world, is different for, or is the same for every player and every world. And there's a few things that you can't put in the end. You can't make an obsidian tower and go to the nether. This world is persistent for all players, just like the nether. So this little well here is an end well to get back to the overworld. But if you can see up there, there's a little bit of a trophy for us to get. That is an Ender Dragon egg. Oh, I'm looking at all these Endermen down here. They're all not happy. Go away. You know what? No one wants to be a friend. All right. Stop making so much noise. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, this end egg is really neat. And you may be inclined to come up here and punch the egg to get it out. I'm actually going to go ahead and do that. And I hope that it doesn't disappear forever. Because that is a side effect of punching the egg. It looks like it went over here and then fell on the ground. Now, because you can't punch it, the only way to pick it up is to use a piston. That's why you want to bring a piston with you when... Get out of here. Enderman, you're not my friend. That's why you want to bring a piston with you when you go to the inn. You can just throw your piston down facing the inn thing. I forget. I don't think I'm on... Yeah, I'm not on the thing. And then it will pop right off just like that. Now I have a dragon egg, and I can show this to all my friends, show them that I went to the end and that nanny nanny boo boo, you didn't get all those levels. You can also see how many levels I got from fighting the dragon. I got 77 levels, where the max is 30, so holy crap, I can enchant something twice at max enchant. So that's really, really useful. Then... Once you're finished with all of the stuff in the end, also that Ender Dragon won't come back. That's the only Ender Dragon we get for the game. So now you can come back to the end. You can try to kill a whole bunch of Endermen to get more Ender Pearls. Ender Pearls are neat because you can toss them kind of like this, and you will transport to where you threw it. So if you want to harvest Ender Pearls, that's a good place to harvest them. Also, harvesting the obsidian, it's a very safe place to harvest, like I said before. So let's go ahead and jump back through. We have our dragon egg, and when you jump back through, you are brought to this screen, which is the end poem than the credits of Minecraft, because you, sir, are a pro, and you have just beaten the game. I'm actually not going to show you the end poem. You have to do it for yourself. The end poem is just a nice little poem that you get to read. Kind of makes you think about yourself, makes you think about the world. And I'm really and also, well, dang, I want to show like one line, but I won't. Very, very cool stuff. You can skip through the end poem if you don't want to spend all the time. It takes about, I'd say, 5-6 minutes to get through it all. And it's just text, so you can be a little bit restless while watching it. But once you've gotten through the end poem, you are back to your original spawn. And here we are at the OMG Craft Expeditions Outpost. My big friend, Mr. Iron Golem. Hey, you wanna give me a hug now? Okay. I see how it is. Fine. You're just gonna look away. You're just gonna move. Oh yeah, I love you too. You're the best. Okay, so here at OMG Craft, we hope that you have learned a little bit about the end, and now you can take it on yourself. Some things to remember. We kind of cheated because I didn't want to have to die on air and go back to the end and like make the run through the jungle and like go back down. And so my armor was enchanted pretty heavily to the point of cheating. I mean, we cheated. We got armor that you can't get in the game. So make sure that you, when you go to the end, have good enchanted armor, preferably diamond, that either, if you don't do that, you have a whole bunch of friends with a whole bunch of arrows and a whole bunch of bows who can all shoot at the end dragon at once, and that you have potions with you, and which we have done videos on enchanting and potions all in the past. So head on over to omgcraft.com to check out the previous episodes. That is it. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of OMG Craft. Huge thanks to T2 for coming up with this map for me to play through. Cheeto for doing all the things that Cheeto does. And big, big thanks to those guys. They're the producers that create this show, that make it happen for you every week. I merely stand here and tell you all about it. If you have a question, or you want to go back and see some of the stuff we talked about, some of the links to the articles that I mentioned in the beginning of the show, you can head on over to our show notes. It's at omgcraft.com/24. It's really easy to remember all of our show notes because it's just the episode title or the episode number at the end of our URL. You can just go to omgcraft.com also to see all of our archives all the way back to episode 1 if you want to do that. If you have a question for me, something is frustrating you, you don't understand something, you have a tip that blew your mind, just crazy stuff, you can send your mail to me at mail@omgcraft.com. Also, big thanks to Twit and for letting me use this studio. Also, Twit, which is the studio space that I'm using and the company that I work for, has their very own Minecraft server at mc.twit.tv. If you want to go and join in on the fun, you're looking for a friendly, family-friendly server to play on with you and your children, please head on over to mc.twit.tv. To go ahead and join. And that is it for this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. I will see you next week on another episode of OMG Craft. So feed the beast. You know what? Let's do that. Let's talk about some feed the beast stuff. I have been obsessed with feed the beast. Let me log in without anybody seeing the URL. So this is I forget which mod pack uses a quarry, but this is a quarry. So what it's doing is it's over here and it's just gonna mine out blocks, but the house is something that we spent way too much time building. This is our sorting room. Cheeto's in here. What is he working on? He's gonna. I don't know. But this is the room where we put all the stuff. We got gold. We got iron. This is a diamond chest, so it makes a whole bunch. And this is an iron chest, which makes a normal double chest. And we got all sorts of stuff in here. We got crazy stuff like you've never seen Feed the Beast. We got sapphires and rubies and stuff. Let me check him on the. Oh, good. Exirelium. I don't even know how you say that. Whoa. I have that issue where sometimes my mouse freaks out. So what's actually happening is it's sucking it out of the chest, and then it throws it into our sorter. So you can see, look at all this stuff that's coming in. There's the advanced alloys. There's scrap up there. It's going to go crazy. It's crazy sauce. So over on the other end, we have this ender chest, and this is hooked up to the other ender chest. So it's pumping it out. So all that cobble that you got, it's coming out of here. Look, there's rail. There's the alloys going through, and then they come over here. So anyway, that's what this whole sorting. This is what I'm most proud of because this was really difficult to figure out. This is a sorting room. I'm really proud of it. Scrap. Oh my God! There is a creeper in the sorter. Get out of there! Get out of there, Cheeto! There's a creeper in the sorter. Creeper in the sorter. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my gosh! Where's a boat? There's a boat. Bam. Some arrows. Oh my gosh. I thought we had this lit up enough. Where is he? Where is he? Did you get him? What do I have? Okay, I have the jetpack on. I'm turning hover mode off. I might hurt myself, but I don't want the creeper to explode. Oh, there he is. I see him. He's standing. The jerk. Get out of the way. Get out of the way, Cheeto. Get out of the way. Damn it. Okie dokie. Wow, that's fun. Okie dokie. No, the upgrades are fine. The upgrades are fine. Let me turn off the hover mode. We need a new recycler. And I also need to go get some pipes. My mouse keeps freaking out. See, it just did it again. It's like I pick up a thing and then it... Wow. Stop going crazy, mouse. Okay, I'm switching to trackpad. Oh, I hate... Okay, never mind. Switch back to mouse. To da. Please stop it, mouse. I didn't want to pick up the compressor. Put in the thing. Look at the recycler thing again. Cool. Sweet. Jesus. Jeez. I need some glowstone. Okay. Okay, we broke a few of the redstone engines. Oh man, did we break the hopper too? Crap. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Well, let's put the upgrades in. Oop, nope. No, 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 no. Oh, my God. Mouse, freak. Stop and freak it. Cheeto, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't grab them fast enough. The mouse wasn't working. I lost two upgrades. We need a redstone engine there. But anyway, that's for a different day. I have to go edit this episode. God, that was exciting. Freaking creepers suck.